Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Manning reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Travers. Manning moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Verizer moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Dade reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. Dade moves to third. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Travers, and towards Molitor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dade takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Moore and he is out, Molitor applying the tag. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 0 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Money moves to second. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money moves to third. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lizcano takes first base on ball 4. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dade hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Clyde fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money bunts towards the mound. Clyde fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb throws the ball into Bell, who relays the ball to Kuiper, who tags Bando trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lizcano is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade, who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade, who is chasing the ball. Thomas reaches third base with a triple. Yount scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Kern now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Castro now pitching. Jim Norris pinch hits for Paul Dade. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alexander moves to third. Norris moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor misplays the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Alexander scores. Norris moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Brewers, 2. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Kuiper moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Alexander now catching. Jim Norris now playing right field. Jim Kern now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornton. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money bunts in front of the plate. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Molitor steals third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Heil reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Bando moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Brewers. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lizcano is walked intentionally. Cecil Cooper pinch hits for Dick Davis. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.